Hey guys, I hope you're doing well. Today I'm going to talk about one topic which I've been noticing for a while, like since a long time actually. And I feel like, you know, I wanted to talk about it. I just wanted to give my opinions about it. What I've been seeing, why it is happening, and where are we going with it and all of that, okay? So, a few episodes earlier, while beginning this new season, I spoke on the DMs, okay, like the questions being asked around this app called as DM, where it is sort of a combination of Reddit, group chat, and all of that together. And somehow I feel like the wave where the internet has lots of questions is something we can't deny. Like, if I go on Insta, even, okay, even I go on Instagram, there are numerous posts from different accounts, from different brands, asking questions and want the people to interact and answer the questions. For example, someone will ask a question to a magazine brand, for example, and then they will screenshot it, post it on the grid, and different people who have advice will, you know, turn up and add it in the comment section, and, you know, either scramble each other's thoughts or consider it or just like it together. I feel like this is one thing, but I've been seeing that internet is seeking a lot of answers, and that's what I'm gonna name this episode as. Internet has lots of questions, okay? I feel like when there is a question, that is a good thing, right? Like our cerebral entities, we are thinking like that, right? So having some questions on top of the head after deep thinking or after going through some shit, it's very much valid, okay? And I feel like the questions and internet has a long time sort of a relationships, okay, overall throughout the decades, okay? And I feel like something is happening on the internet where everyone is confused being on internet and asking each other advice, not only on Reddit, not only on other dedicated apps for, you know, women or men respectively, but also on Instagram. The brands are asking questions, like allowing people to ask them questions so that they can ask the audience questions and they can interact together. So it is a good way, of course, of increasing the engagement of your brand with your audience, with your target demographic and all of that. For example, a skincare brand will, you know, post that, give a skincare tip which you think you might have known earlier when you started doing skincare. So all of the skincare enthusiasts will run down in the comment and type it all out. Or the other thing is, like, if you are in your 30s, give what advice you will give first to someone who is in their 20s, or to yourself, like, you know, either way. Similarly, for the women who are in their 40s, give advice to the women who are in their 30s, or the women in their 30s could ask question to the women of 40s and they could answer it. So, you know, so this question answer thing is good to create engagement when, you know, algorithms that sort of kills it when we just post and there is no reel, like, does not produce engagement. For sure, this is a good way to produce that if you're a brand or someone in that sphere who just wants to, you know, create or interact with the community. So it is definitely good for community. But when there are too many questions, which is a good thing, like, we have people who are thinking, So that is not bad. We also have people who have experience, so that's not bad at all. But on some instances, I feel like when there were some advice columns, back in the day, which was pretty famous, like, Dear Sugar and all, or beauty columns, for example, in the news periodicals, newspapers, and all of that, I feel like they had a authority. Okay, the word has an author had an authority. For example, in editorial, while I was a kid, and in Times of India, there used to be a page in the opinion page, where they used to ask question, and we need to send answers via email, and they used to post it up. So, we already had lots of question answers via print media in the form of interviews. So interviews is not a thing I'm talking about right now, but this question answers thing, where a very desperate person seeking advice will come to or post a mail or anything to a advisor at a publishing house or anything like that, and they would think about each answer and they would write it out. If you read Heather Levinsky's, Heather, yeah, Levinsky's, columns or advice columns, as well as Shell's trade columns, the advice columns online, you will see that these people did not get back to the questions they were asked. Within a second or two, for sure, any question could be answered if you have the experience and caliber within seconds. But these writers, these authors, these editors used to take time and then get back to their desk and pen it out. I feel like there was this thought process which used to go in whatever they used to produce and then post or print it and publish it online, offline, respectively. I feel like the thought of who we are seeking advice from, what is the source, are we just going and blowing our mouths in the ether and just seeking advice from random people? For sure, there is an advice which could come from anywhere, you never know. But I feel like the authority in this generation, in this era of internet, is missing. By authority, I feel what I mean exactly is someone who is somehow, at the place where the words they use, the thoughts they process, and the experience which have enriched their living experience by observing other people, by living through stuff by themselves, they can come up with such language or linguistics in their advice columns that it is worth reading for everyone. Words have a lot of power. And I feel like when a good author or editor writer produces an advice column or something which is really dedicated, and time, as well as they dedicated the time to that, they produce something which is really, really, really good, that years on, years later, all of those advice columns are archived. People go back reading it. People read books when they all combine it together, and the words have authority, the words have weight, the words make you think, and they push you to do something better, and at least provoke you or push you to do something different, or think about or give you a perspective in a different sort of way, is what I think. Those period, or we all also have columns these days, but with this rising wave of internet having a ton of question on board, I feel like the answers, the value, the answers is getting diluted now. They don't contain that much of value anymore. Something is becoming very hazy, and there is this weight of having this practical tonality towards pursuing or discovering different point of view. So that is great, but on some instance we will be, if not yet, we will see how this being confused, all in the hair, and not asking questions to the right person, or just throwing your questions in the ether and you never know who is gonna answer it, what caliber the person right in front of you is, and what learning experience they have under their belt. So stuff are really hazy, it is very illusionary, and if someone who is young or someone who is not in a position to listen to something, you know, that can hinder the living situation. Also, on another level, some questions need very much succinct and thoughtful answers. Some questions can't be answered within a few lines of the comment section, or not too many answers could make any difference for one question. So the thing which is happening right now is that they post one question on the post grid, but there are tons and tons of people who are going to answer the same questions, leaving the person utterly confused forever, and then turning to someone else or another app which is dedicated to asking questions among the community, whatever gender based it is, you know, to help them navigate it again, rather than just going for one authority or one voice you are seeking advice from, rather than bunch of people. Although you know, it has its pros and cons for sure, but I feel like some life questions require elaborate type of response where much of thought goes into it, much of process is done, and an individualistic approach is shared, rather than later talking to other people that your point of view is bad and then making the person be confused, you know, is what I feel. I feel like the grid now has turned into forums, and some of the apps are of course dedicated to asking each other questions, for example DM. But Instagram, if it is not a reel, I feel like it is turning into a graveyard of confused people having confused questions. Maybe they are not getting answers at all at the end of the day. This advice seeking questions which are floating around are something I have a urgency to note, that sometimes that can get someone in trouble, or maybe I feel like that situation has a dark side to it. You know, beyond this brand engagement perspective, we see the digital culture moving further. I feel like something is going on in that phase. Like the newsletter I've been following, like the shit you should care about newsletter, have this advice column where they don't use good English at all, because that is their USP. Like, it is a very, you know, casual tone of voice, so that is cool for them. But there was this question was asked to the lady who carries the advice column over there, that I'm gonna go here to the another country the very first time, what would you recommend? I'm very nervous. This lady who was writing the column spoke about go out, make friends, the routine thing, but she also added that, you know, go to the pub and make out with other people. All right, so when I read that, I just felt an ache Of course, this was a very much open sort of a conversation. This was very much sort of a youthful nature of answering the questions. But I felt ick about it, that when you don't have that much perspective of a mature person, I feel like telling someone who is seeking advice to go and consider, or just advising and throwing in making out with strangers, okay, that is not something which is good, like to tell someone to do that while they are totally new in a different city, totally different country. I feel like not everyone needs to give their advice. I feel like whoever is a mature person who have lived through lots of things deserve that zone of giving advice when asked for, especially. And just throwing in, you know, advice which could turn very harmful for the person who is receiving, who's on the receiving end. We don't know how fragile they are, how impulsive they could be, or how young they are. You know, all of that matters when you are just, you know, of course, you know, we don't need the uptime of both and all of that, but there is a requirement of being very much responsible and subtle and understanding where your reference point is coming from and who you are telling it to and how much responsible person you are sitting on the position where you are giving people advice on something which could pivot their life and could turn their life upside down. So, you know, I feel like such things are on danger end. It is not something like I'm asking my college friend for advice. You know, like, okay, but some advices are there where one could take it with a pinch of salt and just take their own counsel, or seek someone who sees something, a graph or something in front of them, or has a reference point, or is knowledgeable about something, or is really sincere and responsible. Giving advice is not something which can be taken in an unserious tonality at all. Giving advice is a form of responsibility, and if the internet sees the value of the responsibility getting depreciated or deteriorated because of such engagement or such initiatives, the digital culture, the internet culture could be seeing that might leave people more confused and hazy, not feeling sorted about tons of stuff in their life, and like especially from these voices among the internet era is what I feel needs to be considered. And just a heads up to you all guys as well to just, you know, consider where you are going and who you are going to, what is the tone of voice, what is the brand, and some answers, some questions require a elaborate response. A brief response is like a two, three, you know, sentences, answers in comment section is not enough. Someone carrying out their advice columns in a very much youthful but risky tone of voice, something which is not a friendship but a responsibility, should be considered. Advice when given in a tone of voice of a friend could just not bring that genuinity to it, a tough love to it. But when there is this strict quality to your advice where you see black and white altogether and you have that mature perspective to it, you know, even though you want to give that youthful flavor to it, keep it, but you can't escape from the territory of how responsible you are as a advisor. as a person who is running a column, which is an advice column, or someone who is carrying forward this initiative of allowing people to answer each other's questions. Sometimes it is silly, so it is cute and fine and, you know, entertaining. But in some instances, people should be very much cautious about what they are doing on the internet and basically on different apps like Instagram, Facebook, who they are asking advice to and, you know, who to listen to. Of course, you know, that is totally up to the person who is seeking answers and what they do with it is totally their responsibility at the end of the day. But this internet culture thing is very important to notice, so that's what I'm doing here, and that is what I'm taking a tour within today with you. And yeah, that's it. That's what I've been observing and that's what is going on in my internal world. That's what comes to mind at the moment. So yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for taking a tour within me. With me. Not within me. With me. And take care. Bye. See you in the next episode.